Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. Thank you for your wonderful presence. Today is my birthday, and it's been a whole year since I started this podcast. I'm sitting here in Hanalei Bay in Kauai on the North Shore. Decided to come back here for my birthday, spend a couple of weeks here, or however long I feel like. And on my birthday, I typically spend some time to reflect on life, you know, what's changed and what I want to do. And something I recommend you do as well on your birthday, just to take the day off, journal, have a vision quest of some kind, think about what you've learned, how much you've changed, what you've discovered in life. And so I just wanted to share a few thoughts with you, because this whole year, if you listen back to the very first episode, which you can go to on this podcast right at the beginning, the intention was to come into the feeling of having attained everything. So I was thinking about how much progress have I actually made, really and honestly, in this area. And I can say that so many things have happened in my life in the last year, and a lot of wonderful things have occurred. And some things took longer than expected, some things are still ongoing, such as life. And I am feeling more and more and more that I've attained everything most of the time. Not all of the time, I'm not going to pretend that I feel constantly joyful all the time, 24 hours a day. That's the final stage. But a lot of things have changed. And what I've learned in the last year is that, first of all, it's easier and harder to come into the feeling of having attained everything. What does that mean? It means that on one hand, we can stop right now. We can imagine that we've achieved everything we want in life. Just think about all the things you want to manifest, and imagine you walk through a magical portal and you come out the other side and you're living in that feeling, that experience. You're seeing the changes in your life, you're hearing the changes, you're feeling the changes. How does it feel to have attained everything? How would it feel if you had achieved everything you want in your life? So on the one hand, right, it's fairly easy. You just imagine what you want and assume the feeling of your wish fulfilled. And then you experience from the future looking back. So you're already there and all is well. So it is easy, actually, to practice this. And, on the other hand, it's hard to practice it. And why is it hard? Not because it's actually hard to do. The reason it's hard is because there is a very ingrained, very deep programming that we need to be running around all day long. And only after we've run around enough and achieved enough things physically can we finally feel good. This is the big issue, and this is what I've been looking at and dealing with myself over the last year, is noticing how much of the time I feel I have to just quickly do this thing, check this email, take care of this thing, blah 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 blah, get back to this person, set up this offer, whatever it is, right? And then I'll feel good. this is really, really deep programming. Once I fix this problem, then everything will be all right. The issue with that is that once we fix something, there's always another thing, and there's always another thing, and there's always another thing. So we're always living from a state of lack, and then thinking that doing things is going to fix the problem. When in actual fact, it doesn't, because there's always something else. And when we're living from a place of lack, then we're living from a place of lack, and that's all there is to it. So the big issue really is, how can we feel that we've attained everything when we actually physically haven't attained everything and we have challenges in our life, right? So when we want something we don't have, we are not experiencing it physically in the 3D world around us. How can we come into that feeling of having attained? This is the big question, isn't it? And what it comes down to is slowing everything down by 10 to 20%. Creating a little bit more pause and having dedication and determination to practice these methods. Feeling we've attained everything, connecting with the higher power, with the spiritual source of energy. Feeling that sense of peace, letting go. There's lots of different methods. I'm creating a guided meditation teacher training certification right now. And I'll let you know more about that. If it's ready, I'll put a link in the description. And it's been fascinating teaching all these different meditation methods that I've been practicing the last 25 years. And manifestation and holding the vision is one aspect of that, which is highly useful. But there's all these other elements that help us to relax, help us to let go, help us to visualize what we want. So when we put our feeling good and holding the vision and pulling that wonderful feeling into our being, as we put that at the top of our list, top of our list of priorities, then we can live from that space more often. Then we enjoy the present moment more. And then we will attract more of that to ourselves. The alternative to that is to feel lack and spend our whole time running around. And then when we do finally get what we want, we're still going to have the habit of running around feeling lack anyway. So it doesn't make any difference. A good example of this actually is after Christmas. I went to Whole Foods after Christmas, right? I think on the 26th, literally the next day. And I needed to actually give something back. I bought something for myself before Christmas, right, from Amazon. And I needed to return it at Whole Foods because they wouldn't let me return it any other way. So I walked into Whole Foods and there was this massive, massive line of people returning things, right? And I know the people who work there, they're friends of mine. And I said, oh, it looks like Santa wasn't didn't pick the right presents this year. And she just looked at me and she's like, oh my God, this has been going on for hours and hours and hours. This whole thing is full just in the last half an hour. And all these people giving back stuff that they were sent in the post or they didn't want, and it's all being shipped back, right? So this is sort of represents the situation that we're dealing with, that if we feel lack and we're running around thinking more and more stuff's going to make us happy, then we finally get all these things and we buy things or we're given things and we get them and now we don't like them. and now we have to send them all back and get something else. And so this is an extremely deep paradigm shift to experience your wish fulfilled. It sounds simple enough when we say it out loud, to simply experience the feeling of your wish fulfilled, right? It's easy to say it. This is a quote from Neville Goddard. Assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled, right? Very, very straightforward. But practicing it as our top priority is actually quite difficult. Because of the old habits. So I'm re-inspired this year. I was talking to a friend of mine and she was like, "What? Oh, last year you were telling me about this wish fulfilled." And I said, "Oh yeah, yeah, it's a whole year has gone past." And so I'm really re-inspired, and hopefully you are as well, to really go for it. Write down what you want, remember what you want, connect to the feelings, do these different spiritual practices to connect with the source of all the good vibrations, to come into that feeling of good vibrations within yourself, and then all these external things come to pass as a consequence of who you've become. See, the irony is that I'm sitting here in one of the most beautiful beaches in the world, right? This is like Hanalei Bay where I am right now. It's like pristine, pristine nature, people surfing, like beautiful beach, hardly anyone here. It's so epic, but I actually don't need to be here. I'm quite happy anyway, right? It's not like, wouldn't it be wonderful if I'm in Hawaii? It's like, I mean, I'm here because it's amusing and it's enjoyable and it's fun and games, but I don't need to be here. And I think because I don't need it, because I'm not craving it, because I'm not in a state of lack, that these things manifest very, very easily, effortlessly. Whereas when I was really, really needing stuff, I just didn't get it, you know, because I was in such a state of need. So there's such a bizarre irony of life that when we come into the feeling that we don't need anything because we've already attained everything and we're content, then things just sort of land in our lap without really hardly doing anything, because the energy is a giving, a shining, a radiant energy. We're like, yeah, yeah, it's all good, and I'm here to help others and I'm here to share. Whereas when we are constantly complaining about everything, it's hard to attract it. And of course, the other side of this is that when we are in a real mess in our life, it's very difficult to think about these things and to focus on giving to others when we ourselves need it. If I've gone through various challenges in my life at that time, it can seem almost impossible to just be in that space. And that's why it takes quite a lot of practice, quite a lot of dedication, setting ourselves down, talking to ourselves lovingly, saying, okay, it's going to be all right, it's going to be okay, just make sure we've eaten enough, make sure we've taken care of the basic things, make sure we've got enough sleep, make sure we're safe, right? Get the basics down, the survival needs, and then take a break. Go into that space. And keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. Until one day you look back and go, wow, this is a completely different world I'm living in nowadays. So, congratulations. Hope you're doing great. thank you for your lovely presence. I'm grateful for everyone listening to the podcast over the last year. One thing that you can give me as a birthday present is leave a review if you haven't already. I really love getting reviews. It touches my heart. And let me know if there's anything else I can do to help you. I've also got a lot of free meditations on Insight Timer, which you can just check out. Might put my name in, Michael McIntosh, on Insight Timer. Lots of free meditations. I'm also on the app Aura. And I have also a lot of free courses on awakenacademy.com and spiritualtravelers.org. There's a whole bunch of spiritual courses. I'll put some links in the description. So there's lots and lots of free goodies that I've created over the years that you're welcome to have, as well as paid courses, and I do occasional high-end coaching for a few people if they're in the right place for it. But I just wanted to thank you for being here, for giving your time and attention. I hope you're enjoying these podcasts. And these simple things, they're so simple, but we need to be reminded of them again and again and again and again for years and years because we're overcoming a very, very deep societal, social programming that we don't even realize we picked up, and it's constantly in the background. So to go from giving all attention and running around and making sure we're doing, to go from that to feeling we've attained everything first and then doing things, it is the hero's journey. It is a great mission, and I want to thank you for being one of the rare souls in the world who is coming from a very inspired, beautiful place. And I know that whatever you do from that place is going to be a gift to everyone around you. So thank you. Many blessings, and talk to you soon. Take care.